The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-8192. That's 800-600-8192. 800-600-8192.
So the travel ban 2.0 is set to begin tonight. After months of winding through the courts, the so-called watered-down version, revised version of President Trump's fiercely litigated travel ban, will finally take effect at 8 o'clock tonight. The test for foreign nationals under the Supreme Court's ruling is whether one has a credible claim of bona fide relationship with either an entity like a school or a job, or a person, like a relative or a spouse living in the United States.
The good thing is they will block declared terrorists from coming into the country.
Yes.
If you say in advance, I am coming to the United States to kill people, they will not block you, which is great. A huge accomplishment for the administration.
It is true. How are you going to know? Yeah, of course, I'm coming for a job. Or I'm coming for a school. I'm going to go to school.
Right. Now, they can try to. Obviously, there are ways. Listen to all these exceptions, though. If you're a U.S. citizen, obviously, legal permanent resident, green card holder, current visa holder, any visa applicant who was in the U.S. as of June 26th. So all you had to do was apply by June 26th. Now, of course, this travel ban has been winding its way through the courts for months. So if you thought, if you're a terrorist, you're like, oh, I got to get in there during this way, you better do it now, right? Mm-hmm. So they had plenty of time. Dual nationals, anyone granted asylum. Any refugee already admitted to the U.S., foreign nationals with bona fide family, educational or business tied to the U.S., and visas that have already been approved will not be revoked. So, I mean, basically, it's almost everybody, unless, like, you are wearing an ISIS t-shirt when you apply, is essentially what this is doing. If you're
just carrying the flag, they're going to let you in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you're just carrying an ISIS flag, though, that's not enough to keep you
gotta
out.
It's got to be a t-shirt.
So
it really is ridiculous. I mean, and again, this whole thing was passed under the guise that it was to give the Trump administration time to figure out what is going on. That time has already expired. The travel ban would have already expired if it had been approved initially. Why they weren't using the last 5 months to figure out what was going on is inexplicable, and I still have heard no one ask this question.
Yeah, no. They're not paying attention. What's going on? Have you guys figured it out yet? By the way, there's only six countries involved anyway. They are...
That's down to six, yeah.
They are Syria, Iran, Yemen, Somalia, Sudan, and Libya. Saudi Arabia is not even considered. Let's see. Where did the 18 come from? Oh, that's right. Saudi Arabia. That's not one of them.
Nope.
You know, Omar and the United Arab Emirates and Egypt and all these places where people hate our guts. The Gaza Strip. That's not one of them. So, you know, it can't be comprehensive. It can't be really effective anyway because it doesn't involve a lot of the places where these terrorists would come from.
Yeah, it never was anything other than a campaign issue that he's just passing something to say he did it. It really, yep. I mean, and you know, the defense, you know this by the defense of it. The defense was, well, it's not really going to affect a lot of people, and you know, it's going to be a really small slice, and it's not anti-Muslim, because they had to defend against the anti-Muslim claim. So their claim was, accurately, it does not really affect anybody. It's not going to do much of anything. That was mm-hmm. their defense. Well, if that's your defense, why are you bothering with it in the first place? And that's, of course, because this is all a media battle for the president.